Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. We have to thank our new friends at Pupatella for stopping by.
Yep.
You should stop by Pupatella this week to celebrate a successful season. Use the code HTTC. to enjoy their meat lover's pizza or the Caivano for only $13 or a pepperoni or Bimbi pizza for just $10. That's code HTTC, valid in-store and online through Sunday, February 2nd. Not valid at the North Arlington location. They brought, how about 20 pizzas into the fan today for us to enjoy.
I got one right here. Pepperoni sauce is taking it home.
It's very nice.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is good.
I've got a meatball pizza right here.
Yep. Good crew.
It's going home with me.
You know what? They butter us up. They're listeners.
Well, that's fantastic.
Been listening for a long time. That's so go out and support them. And, it's really good
pizza. And I listened and I heard somebody from Pupatella say, you guys want like a VIP card? Everybody's ears just like,
yes. Hey, you should, I heard Chantilly. And like, oh.
You should have seen all of us back here.
Yeah. So
fist pumping.
You.
Everybody fist pumping.
Oh, yeah. You think we're not going to get 20 pizzas for the Super Bowl party?
I mean, it sounds like a great idea. So thank you, Pupatella. We appreciate it.
Pupatella and Surfside. Perfect combo.
Thank you for stopping by and providing more than enough. I mean, 20 pizzas is gratuitous and over the top, but right. It's much appreciated.
Yeah. I mean, between my wife and I, we're at Chantilly like 4 times a week.
That sounds like you have a new spot.
It's a good spot, man. They got a bunch of them.
All I do is just go to Marshall's.
Pretty fun.
Look for discounted gear. Well, now I'll go and get pizza.
Now you go to Pupatella, and then you hit Marshall's.
Yeah.
Look for another Peter Millar.
By the way,
shirt.
I have a buddy.
Pizza Millar.
My buddy who, I won't say the restaurant because I'm not going to give him a free plug, but he has been, I'm like, I hear you go to such and such all the time. He goes, I should be an owner. And I thought he was kidding.
Right.
And he said he has like their version of like a black card.
Oh, okay.
That when the restaurant first opened.
Yeah.
And basically they don't even charge him for drinks. He just gets all he pays for is food.
Okay.
And free drinks. And he tips a bartender basically every night.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. I didn't even know some of these restaurants have like cards like that.
Didn't know. Was unaware.
Yeah. But I'm psyched for a Pupatella card like
long
that.
Long time customer loyalty. Love that.
JP's glad that it's time for the EP so we can eat and you can just talk.
I know. I told him I'm watching my figure. I'm going to eat that at 11 a.m. I had my last meal set. Aren't you supposed to do 16-8? Isn't that one of the ones you can do?
I have no idea.
16-8, yeah. So I ate at 11, or 7, so I think I can eat at 11.
You're going to house that at 11.
Well, I got some for my mom, too. Because I'm not used to this. Entertainment page brought to you by BMW Fairfax. I'll do the read.
Ooh, mom living at home, man, that's probably interrupting your whistling routine.
I have to figure out ways around that. The entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. She's the top dog over there. Or check them out at BMWFairfax.com. They're the best. You're going to love whatever you get. Nothing drives like a BMW Fairfax. So my mom is with me, and she's still recovering, and I'm I'm confident that she'll get to a level that she'll be comfortable with, but she still can only kind of get around with a walker right now safely. And I'm not used to providing meals for other people. My wife works. Mm-hmm. My kids are at school. I just get meals for me. And so I get home and my mom's looking at me and she goes, are you going to eat anything today? And I go, well, yeah, I already ate. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, what do you need? So now I've got to reprogram my brain to make sure I have food for my mom.
You have to provide.
Mom, did you have any dinner? Did you have any lunch? The answer is probably no. Now, I told her, what's mine is yours. Just go take whatever you want. But she still, it's a pain in her ass to get up, take the walker over there, try to not fall down and grab, you know, like, I don't know, bag salad or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Start picking up stuff on the way home. Yeah. What do you got?
You have a lot of cheese in the house.
what do you got next to you that you can pick up on the way home?
Well, I'm going to give her this.
Well, obviously today.
Yeah.
No, but I don't like to do that. I be honest with you, I like to mostly just go to Safeway and then get food at home. I don't actually like to eat out unless I'm traveling. Mm. Like if I'm home or if I'm going to the club for dinner or something. But if I'm home, I like to just, like, lunches.
Oh, I like to eat out.
It's a waste of money.
If I could eat out every night, I would, but I'd go poor.
Yeah, you'd be broke.
I get sick of it.
I like a home-cooked meal for dinner, but for lunch, I think, you know, for years, we had a crew. It was CK, Brett, me, and Cakes would get lunch. And even though that, like, we moved on, we moved buildings, I continued that tradition solo for the most part.
So every day you leave here and just pick up lunch somewhere around here or near your house?
No, near my house.
Ah,
okay. I would say 3 out of 5.
You know what I had for dinner?
Maybe 4 out of 5
I had leftover buffalo chicken dip.
That's it?
That's all I had.
What did you dip what did you put in
celery.
The celery. Didn't even have like a cracker or like a tortilla chip?
Celery sticks.
Gross. That is a...
I love that.
It's fine, but not a dinner. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. It was a terrible night for dinner.
And I would choose a different delivery system than celery.
Oh.
I would have like a pita chip.
Well, we had little baguettes, but
he eats sneaky healthy.
I know.
He's sneaky healthy.
Buffalo chicken dip's healthy.
Yeah, I don't think it's that healthy.
It's not.
It was. My wife makes great buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah,
but
probably loaded
celery
with cream,
sticks and buffalo
loaded
chicken
with cream cheese.
Of course, but it was
cream cheese
for dinner.
You had an appetizer.
If you're like
for
a
dinner.
Keto person, cream cheese is not bad.
And it was leftover because she made it for the game for the NFC championship.
All right.
Oh, well.
So lead story here, according to Valdez, is Cardi B. She tweeted.
Yuck.
So.
Worse than cream cheese.
Nobody cares about Cardi
B. ... I got my butt crack pierced.
Well, that
And
that
there's
is,
a picture.
I didn't even know if that was possible.
That is a last,
well, here's
but
how
not
she
least.
Did it. So, I mean, you guys could look at it yourselves, but I'll pass it around. I mean, it's not like she... I mean, it's just you just have to see it to believe it. I mean, I don't know why you would be into that.
I'm not.
I mean, she has like VVS diamonds in her butt crack. It's so weird.
It's really weird. But she's a weird chick. I mean, let's be honest. I can't even believe. Was she ever taken seriously as a rapper? I mean, she kind of did have some hits. Like when she first came up. Now she's kind of a joke. But when she first came up, she had some hits. You won't play her biggest hit.
WAP?
I think it was before that. Is WAP actually
I think it's
her
more
biggest?
WAP than WAP, but
I don't know. But I don't. Is that did that actually become her biggest hit? I mean, it certainly was viral. No, play her first.
Jason,
one.
Again, this is where you and I need to board a spaceship and leave the planet because Cardi B is still a thing.
I don't know how
she still has staying
Listen,
power.
I'm not saying
she's still a thing because she's the lead story on the EP.
Well, of course, Valdez, give me the stories.
I know
very,
he loves
he
it.
He wanted me to do
he
it.
Loves
well, it's
Cardi
not Cardi B being the lead story. It's the fact that butt crack piercings are going to become a trend now.
You do it. You do it. I'll pay
Valdez
you to do it.
Valdez would do
how
stuff
much?
For the show.
How much? Right? How much are you paying me to get my butt crack pierced?
That's actually something
bucks.
You could do. No
I'll
one
pay you
would 100 know.
$100?
Who would ever know?
100, not nearly enough. No. You need at least one more zero.
Oh,
on
I'm
there.
Not giving them that.
Top hit for Cardi B. See, they're collabs.
Yeah.
Girls Like You, which is Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B. That was number one for 7 weeks. I Like It. That was with J Balvin and Bad Bunny. Number one. And I guess her number one solo song is Bodak Yellow.
That's what I was going to say, Bodak Yellow.
That's her.
Play that one.
They call that her breakout anthem.
I think that was the one that got, this is the one that got her famous.
Whopper Wop is right. Number four.
Yeah, please, Billboard. Play it, Valdez. We can't wait to hear
Finesse
Cardi B.
With Bruno Mars.
Yeah, that's one of all the
speaking
collabs.
Speaking of butt cracks, this is strictly male humor, where I was out to lunch with my son, and Brendan says, "Hey, Dad, look at that. Look behind you." So I craned my neck behind me. There's a guy leaning over, like helping out his baby in the baby stroller, and 80% of his butt crack is just hanging out. I was just like, it's hideous. Why would you ask me to turn around and look at that? Because it's male humor. There's no real logical explanation.
So did you laugh out loud or you didn't contain it?
I laughed a little bit.
I felt bad. I was at the liquor store the other day. We had guests coming over. And, of course, my buddy and I, we like to drink old fashions. And I didn't have any bourbon. Uh-huh. So I went and picked up some. And the guy in front of me probably was 75 years old.
Yeah.
And he was with his wife. They were taking forever. They were butt slow.
Yeah.
But I could sympathize. I mean, you know, I respect my elderly.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But the poor guy had his jeans down to like his knees.
Rogers in front of you.
No. He had his jeans down to his knees.
Yeah.
Unbuckled.
Pants on the ground.
Yeah.
Unbuckled. You could see his Depends.
Oh, no.
And he was trying to put his wallet in his pants.
Right.
And it was just, he was almost naked.
Yeah.
At the liquor store.
Right.
And the wife, she just said, hurry up, come on. So she didn't address the obvious. His pants were falling down.
So you can see skin.
That's jarring.
Yeah, skin, it depends.
That's jarring because you're not expecting to see it. Like, every once in a while, you'll see a guy at a urinal, and his pants are like halfway down his legs.
You see cheeks.
You see everything.
I've never seen that.
I've seen that before, once or twice, and it is mega tilting.
That's an elementary school thing.
Generally, but
I can say this now because he's 50 years dead. I had a middle school teacher. His name was Mr. Hill, okay? Social studies. He stood about 6 feet back from the urinal. He just, like a rainbow. Like, you know what I'm saying?
To Thomas E. Pullen?
Yes.
Wasn't there also a teacher? No, I didn't go to Pullen, but you said I went to Pullen. Said there was a teacher that you thought was a little shaky.
I know exactly.
Like in terms of preying on students.
100%. He would lay on the desk and he would invite people over to his summer house.
No.
Oh yeah.
Pretty appropriate.
Oh yeah. People would send their kids. Crazy. He would lay on the desk.
Did you ever follow up? Did he get like charged with being a pedophile like later in life?
I don't know. I don't think people ever
just sullied people.
I don't know why.
He didn't say his name.
I know.
Well, it's 100% chance.
Yeah. I think I know who you're talking about.
Completely
too.
Inappropriate.
I didn't even go to the school.
Oh, you went there.
Did his last name? Does he have the same last name as a famous NFL quarterback?
Yes. Yeah. Not Jalen Hurts, but yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
Mr. Rogers? Jeez.
Leave it at that. We're on the same wavelength here.
Cake. Well,
I did not go to his summer home. I can vouch for that.
Okay, but that also, I mean, he's probably dead too. Thomas C. Pullen was, you guys were there.
All those teachers.
82?
Probably 82,
84? It's sad to think about that, right? That your teachers are all dead now.
There's also a gym teacher I thought was kind of shaky.
What? Oh, yeah.
Also a Pullen?
Yeah.
Also and you wonder why my parents didn't let me go there.
Also at the same spot.
I had two great years there. I learned nothing, but I had a lot of fun.
I don't think my years there were great. Like,
EB, let's be real. We both had 4 years of college at Maryland and learned nothing. Yeah. I didn't learn much. I learned how to pass tests.
Yeah.
I have said this to many people. If I had to do it over again, I wouldn't have gone to Maryland. I had a great time in terms of all my friends and living in Norwich.
Yeah.
The best years of my life. But education-wise and being 1 in 7 billion students wasn't sized. Didn't get sized.
didn't get sized.
But it brought you here. It brought you right
sized.
Here.
I didn't get sized.
I think it's common for at least a lot of our crew. You go to college, you pass the classes, but you don't retain much.
No.
I mean, Cakes, his story's going to be the same from Towson. What do you remember from
nothing.
Learning anything from Towson?
Learning?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
You take a lot of classes, you pass them.
Honestly,
you
know what
I remember? Maybe get good grades.
I remember the good times hanging out with my buddies.
Right.
My son says
now with AI, and all the kids are all into AI.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Valdez about something he should do with ChatGPT. He says, I've never, like, he acted like he was a 100-year-old.
I've never heard. I wouldn't even know where to get ChatGPT.
Right, and that's just one version of many now with AI. It's everywhere. But my son says, he's you know, my son is he's a smart kid, but he's not, like, a genius. And he said, I could get any degree now with AI. Any degree. Electrical engineering, aerospace engineering, doesn't matter. I could get any degree. Yeah,
except when he built a rocket and it blows up in the air.
ChatGPT will build it for you.
I know somebody got caught too,
but now teachers have adapted because they know everyone's using it. So they you just use it as a resource and you go from there. But it's like, it's so easy now.
Sure. Yeah, you could tell ChatGPT, write me a 10-page paper on George Washington.
Right. Well, if you turn that in, you're going to get busted.
Oh, right.
But you could use it for information. Use it to source. Anyway, neither here nor there. How do we get about that?
Good job.
Education.
Good job.
Yeah, I learned nothing in college, I don't think. I learned a little bit in my master's. But that was even easier.
Probably think of a couple things I learned, but I don't even almost remember any of the classes I took at this point. I get a degree in international business, so
I took accounting three times.
I took accounting 1 and 2. I took all these business courses, finance, statistics. Nothing I've retained.
I don't have an accounting brain. I just don't.
Cakes, I know
you've got a fantasy football brain.
Well,
to make $50.
Look at my record this past year. It's not very good.
I think I know your answer on this,
all right.
And I think the answer is you couldn't care less. But I know you have a weird thing. Like, I know you hate all hip hop and don't deny it.
No,
hate it all.
I don't.
There's
hate
two
it.
Songs you like.
I'm ambivalent towards it.
Oh no!
No, you have
ambivalent.
A hostility. Right when he said Cardi B,
yeah
you go, it could have been like the greatest story ever.
That's not ambivalent.
Go find me a Cardi B fan.
I know. But if I
challenge you to walk down the street.
If I say any hip hop song other than what's the
Ghetto Boys?
Mind Play Tricks on Me, and
or Humpty Dance.
Yeah,
those are my go-tos.
Right. Yeah. Other than those two,
those go on my Mount Rapmore.
You want to go to Mars?
Those go on my Mount Rapmore. Right. There are two blank slates of granite.
And I know you're not really into. You don't really care about like great singers per se. Like it doesn't do anything
for
you.
After you're done, I'll tell you what I do care about.
I know what you like, though. You do like female lead singers generally.
Yes.
Female lead singers generally with a male backing band.
Right.
It's kind of my weakness.
Do you like the Linkin Park new singer?
Yes.
Yeah.
From what I've only heard a little bit, but yes.
But you don't really care for just like chick singers.
Not,
in other words, Lady Gaga's putting
solo.
Out a new album.
That doesn't
No, he doesn't like solos.
Doesn't
he doesn't like
me.
Solos.
Don't like that.
No.
Well, he likes Tay Tay.
You know what does move me?
He does
me?
Like Tay Tay.
Here's what moves me. The M3 Rock Festival. I know you don't know anything about that, but it's been at Merriweather Post, I think, for 15 years now, where all the old hair metal acts to die.
I wouldn't know
it's
that.
It's like a three-day festival.
Right.
How about on Sunday, the last day, this is not news to you, it's big news to me, Stephen Piercy from Rat reuniting with Warren Demartini, one of the original guitarists from Rat. It's big news in the hair metal
world. Did
you
see that a guy
that
from,
moves me.
The guy from Whitesnake died?
John Sykes. Yeah. Yeah, I think he was 65, relatively young. Kind of scary.
Did you see that Papa Roach announced that they're going to have a new album out either late this year or early next?
I did not. I saw they have a new single out, but I did not know there's a new whole album coming out.
So they're not really the hair metal.
Yeah.
Papa Roach is not hair metal.
I'm not saying hair metal. I'm just saying I know he likes Papa Roach.
Yeah, I like Papa Roach. Like them a lot.
By the way,
Papa
Jason,
Roach, a new, thousand new album. Signs, Cardi B.
When's that new album coming out? What'd you
for
say?
Papa Roach?
Yeah.
End of 25 or early 26. So they're about a year away.
All right.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll get back into the Super Bowl with Matt Verderam, national NFL reporter for SI Now. He'll join us next. Welcome back.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the junks. It's time now to head to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Matt Verderam, national NFL reporter for SI Now. What's up, Matt? Good morning.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
We're doing well. So before we get into the Super Bowl matchup, I want the outside of our DC bubble breakdown from you of the Commanders season in 2024 with Jaden Daniels leading the way. They made it all the way to the NFC Championship game. Disappointment, obviously, losing to the Eagles, but nobody expected the Commanders to do what they did. What did you see out of this team, and what do you think of them going forward into 2025 and beyond?
Oh, look, I mean, this is an unqualified success. I remember being out with you guys like a week before the year started, and I said I thought they could be a surprise playoff team, and you guys both were like, oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, look where they ended up, right? Yeah. So, look, I think if you're Washington, now the key and the challenge is to not slide backward, right? And that means go get another receiver to be opposite Terry McLaurin. You know, beef up the offensive line. Go fix that defense. Go add pieces. You know, go get you know, a corner. Go get some other, you know, guys to buttress that group. But here's a good side. You got the quarterback. That is the hardest part.
Yeah.
They have that guy. When is the last time that the franchise has had a real legitimate franchise guy? Joe Theismann?
Been a long time. I mean, they've had guys who've been solid for a couple of years, like Kirk Cousins, but really for the better part of 30 years, nobody.
Nobody. Yeah. So you have the guy. You have a good coach. You know, Kingsbury didn't get hired away, right? He's coming back. So, like, it's, to me, the biggest piece of the puzzle, which some teams wander in the desert forever looking for, you have that guy. Now it's about taking this cap space, taking the draft picks, and building up this roster and buttressing the areas that were big problem spots this year.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, with all the holes that you just mentioned in the roster, I mean, they go 14-6 with all those holes.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's because they have a quarterback.
So that's right.
That's pretty damn. I mean, you know, look at over the years. You know, there were plenty of years in New England where that roster, player for player, I mean, it was fine,
right?
But they won because of the coach and the quarterback. Now, obviously, you're talking the greatest of all time, but I mean, you cover up a lot of sins when you've got the quarterback, and they unquestionably have the quarterback.
Well, speaking of coaches, what are your first impressions of some of the guys that were hired? Jacksonville gets Cohen, right? Johnson goes to Chicago. Vegas hired the vet Pete Carroll. Schottenheimer in Dallas, maybe kind of a surprise. Who am I missing? I'm missing one. But
Aaron Glenn in New York.
Oh, Aaron Glenn to the Jets. Yeah. What's your first impression on any of those guys?
You know, I always try to take a wait-and-see approach. Look, I mean, the Schottenheimer move just it's an uninspiring move.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and say Brian Schottenheimer couldn't work out, but yeah, he wasn't a hot candidate. It's not like, you know, he was somebody that a lot of teams were going after. And you know, Jerry's history says that you have a lot of questions about that hire. Aaron Glenn, listen, I like Aaron Glenn. I don't know that anybody can go to the Jets and turn that thing around with the ownership and the situation there.
Right.
Ben Johnson to the Bears. Listen, Ben Johnson was the guy that everybody wanted. You see the Bears, you got the guy. Cohen, I think, is very smart. First time ever being head coach at any level. I mean, you know, that's a question, but at the same point, you know, that's also true of Schottenheimer. That's also true of Glenn. It's true of all these guys, save for Carroll. Carroll's the one, look, obviously he's a very good coach. The only question I have about that is just he is 73 years old. And that team, I saw the presser where he basically said, look, we're not rebuilding. Pete, you're rebuilding. You're rebuilding. Mm. The team is atrocious. Mm. Like that, they're not just going to roll out of bed tomorrow and compete with Kansas City in the West.
No.
This is not going to happen.
Well, they need a quarterback.
So, yeah, where are they getting him?
I don't know.
Russell Wilson?
No idea.
Sam Darnold?
Back together?
No idea.
What about Darnold? Where's he going to end up?
That probably as far as the offseason goes, it's a million-dollar question. I think some people, you talk to people around the league, there's kind of a split thought of, okay, well, maybe the Minnesota tags him and they keep him. Some people think they'll tag him and trade him. Some people say, well, those last two games are so bad that maybe he just leaves in free agency and he gets a mid-level deal somewhere. My big question, if I was another team, is how much of that was Kevin O'Connell? Because if you leave, let's say he goes to the Raiders. You don't have Kevin O'Connell. You don't have Justin Jefferson. You don't have Jordan Addison. You don't have T.J. Hockenson. Like, maybe he turned the corner. It's possible. I know I would be leery of giving him, the Baker Mayfield contract, not knowing if a lot of that was the circumstances in Minnesota.
Matt, you're the perfect guy to ask this question. You host the Matt Verderam Show, which is a video podcast heavily focused on Chiefs football. Looks like you're coming up on the one-year anniversary of that, so early congrats on that. Why do so many people outside of Kansas City root against them to keep making it to the Super Bowl? Like, I kind of find myself in that camp. Like, I wanted Buffalo to beat Kansas City so badly, but I don't have any rooting interest in Buffalo. Like, it's just I don't want to keep seeing Kansas City competing for Super Bowls. Is it that simple? Like, what is at the,
well,
the
it's
core?
Travis Kelce.
What's at the core of it?
It's Taylor Swift. It's all of it.
Yeah. Look, I think so. Even though I grew up in New York, my dad is a diehard Chiefs fan. Mm-hmm. Has been since the '60s. So I had no choice when I was born. Essentially, I get it. I mean, look, so I actually, it's funny. I was sitting there watching the NFC title game. Of course, it's the first game of the day. In the first two commercial breaks, there were three commercials about the Chiefs.
Yeah. Okay.
There was a Doritos commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then there was a State Farm and a Snickers commercial.
Yep.
You know, like, I get why people can't stand them. I get why they're I don't think it's anything with them. Like, it's not a personal. I don't think they're like Patrick Mahomes is not a hateable person.
He seems like a nice guy. Like Andy Reid seems like a nice guy.
I know, but if I see fat man Andy Reid like Fumblerooski again, I'm going to throw something through my TV.
It's Bundlerooski, right, by the way.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
It's a combination of
Bundlerooski.
It's a combination of being overexposed at this point,
mm-hmm.
and they're dominant. You know, people after a while at first. It's kind of an arc of greatness in sports where at first they're really appreciated, and it's like, this is awesome, Mahomes and 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. And then they keep winning, and it's like, okay, this has been cool. Like, who's going to challenge them? Who's gonna be their foil? And now we're like 7 years into this, and you're like, oh, my God, is anyone going to beat this team? Like, can anyone beat them? And so I think, look, this would have happened, by the way, with Jordan in the 90s, but like social media didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the same thing would have happened. But it's just, back then, it was a totally different ecosystem. I just think, you know, look, people naturally, you want to see something different. You want to see something new. I think you know, by the end of Mahomes' career, people will appreciate him in his own time. They'll want to see him win one last Super Bowl. But right now, it's just, you're exhausted by it. I think that's completely natural.
Hey, real quick, let's go back to the quarterbacks, Matt. And this is just speculation. But Darnold is out there, right? And let's say Darnold stays in Minnesota. Then what do the Steelers do? What do the Titans do? What do the Jets do? Not all these teams can draft quarterbacks. Where does Cousins end up? Rodgers, Russell Wilson.
See that? Okay, so if there's been talk that the Jets will bring back Rodgers, now I don't know if they will or they won't, right? I think that's an open-ended question. But, you know, the Titans could draft the guy. They have the number one overall pick. They may not. They may go with somebody like Travis Hunter. But they obviously have an opportunity there. The Browns, if they don't draft the guy, and I think they're a team to watch, even while Watson's ridiculous contract, look, they need a quarterback. He had a setback. He might not play all of next year. Do they go and either draft the guy, or, you know, Stefanski has a history with Cousins from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, Cousins goes there. Wilson, to me, listen, if he's not back in Pittsburgh, and I tend to think he won't be, if he's not, him and Pete Carroll with the Raiders just makes a lot of sense. You remember years ago when he was getting out of Seattle, one of the teams he said he wanted to go to was the Raiders. So, I mean, there's a lot of mutual interest there. The Jets, if it's not Rodgers, you know, that becomes very interesting because you're right. I mean, they could draft a guy, but this is not a great class for quarterbacks. You know, it really isn't. So do they reach? Do they say, hey, look, let's go find the veteran stopgap. Who is that guy? If it's not Darnold, if it's not Cousins, it's somebody who, you know, there's Justin Fields, but then that begs the question, with Pittsburgh? You know, I think Pittsburgh keeps one of them. I think they're more apt to keep Fields, quite honestly. He's younger. You know, they were 4-2 with him. But, yeah, this is going to be very interesting from the standpoint that there's not enough quarterbacks to go around. Like, you're going to have two or three teams, I think, who get left kind of holding the bag here, or really reaching in the draft, or really trying to find, you know, like a Gardner Minshew type who's just going to kind of be a bridge for a year. That's obviously a tough sell to your fan base.
Yeah.
Rodgers ended up with 28 touchdowns and only 11 picks. I feel like the picture painted for Aaron Rodgers was worse than what happened on the field. Or am I wrong?
I think the biggest problem with Rodgers is Rodgers. It's just it's the circus that comes with it. You know, when you think about the Jets last year, that season started with mandatory minicamp and him in Egypt. Like right after he had said, hey, you know, we can't have distractions this year. And then he's on McAfee and he's calling out this guy and he's calling out that guy. It's just, I think, you know, when you're winning MVPs, teams will kind of put up with that because they're like, hey, man, you're the best player in football at the biggest position. But when you become the 12th or 14th best quarterback in the league, teams just won't put up with that anymore. Now, look, maybe the Jets look at the landscape and say, hey, our best shot to win is bringing him back. And that is totally possible. That very well might happen. But if he hits the market, like if he goes to free agency, he'll get a job. Don't get me wrong. He'll definitely get a job. But I don't know that there's going to be some big bidding war. I think unless you're a team that thinks it can win right now, like if you're the Titans, are you going to go out and get Aaron Rodgers? Are you going to go pay, like, for what?
No.
You're going to win 7 games?
No way.
You know, like you've got to be a team that is sitting there going, hey, we can win right now. And I don't know that team even exists. Pittsburgh, maybe? But, like, the team's not really out there, in my opinion.
Right, Matt, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it. Have fun watching Mahomes win his third straight, because I'm sure that's what's going to happen in just a couple weeks. Thanks for the time, man.
I'll be there. Thanks a lot, guys.
That's Matt Verderam, national NFL reporter for SI, now host of the Matt Verderam Show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's my point. I know that there's a lot of nuance there, but if you just looked at touchdowns to interceptions, Aaron Rodgers had 28 touchdowns with 11 picks. Patrick Mahomes had 26 touchdowns and 11 picks.
I think you're diving too much into the statistics, because if you watched each game, those numbers are just meaningless. He made a lot of bad throws in big spots. And just because he tacked on a few touchdowns here and there, I think you have to get past that. It was a bad team and it was a bad offense.
When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters when they come to Eagle Bank Arena in March. So keep listening for your chance to win because it's coming up next here on The Fan.
All right, the bitter, cold Washington winter weather is here. Can your home's heating system keep up? Ensure your family's comfort all season long by calling the 5-star heating experts at Crop Metcalf. A Crop Metcalf 5-star technician is equipped with the top-notch training and experience to properly fix and maintain your system and can catch potential problems before you're left out in the cold. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, I'm the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Coming up before the show is done, we'll give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters when they come to town Friday, March 7th. They'll be at Eagle Bank Arena in Fairfax. So keep listening for your chance to win.
So I mentioned at the top of the show, I was trying to watch a little of the Wizards. I popped it on. They were already down by 30.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually had to do the math. It was such a big gap. I mean, I'm saying 30. It might have been 35 at one point.
Yeah.
It was brutal. You want to talk about brutal? I saw this yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Alex Saar rolled his ankle, too, so that's not great.
6-39.
Yeah. I saw this yesterday, and wow. We've all been out on this for a long time, but it's just sad that there was a period, I know EB was like myself, and I think maybe all of us were, where you looked forward to the dunk contest. Mm-hmm. They announced the 2025 NBA dunk contest.
It's been 20
field.
Years since I've cared about that.
Right.
But and it used to be the highlight of my year.
Yeah, it used to be, I don't know if it was the highlight of the year, but you looked forward to that on the weekend.
When Jordan was in a dunk contest, that was...
Yeah, it was a must watch.
Highlight for me.
Yeah, it was must watch.
And you know, it's had its moments over the years, but the field has just gotten worse and worse.
Mac McClung, I know.
So Mac McClung's coming back for the third time.
Is the kid still not in the
two-time
champion?
Is he still in the G
League?
I think
probably,
so.
Probably back and forth.
Poor guy.
But the rest of the field, okay, I know Stephon Castle.
That's pathetic. Like if you're bringing up a G Leaguer just because he's good at dunking to help bring.
Well, they should get some of the real
event.
Dunk guys, like the guys on Instagram, the guys that could pwn all those guys.
Yeah, but it's the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, but they're bringing up G League guys.
I mean, at least, you know, when they would get Dwight Howard or you knew those guys. Mm-hmm. They've got Stephon Castle, Modest Buzelis, or however you pronounce his name, Buzelis.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, I've heard of him because we did a little draft prep.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr.,
No,
never heard of him.
It's a shell of what it used to be. It used to be like appointment television. Like you didn't miss the dunk contest 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago. You had to be there watching it. Now it's just like, oh, what three or four Scribinis are they going to have in the dunk contest? Right. That's what it's become.
It's beneath you
it's
to be in
it. It's time to pull the plug on it. And if you're not going to get the megastars in it, it's not worth doing.
Andre Jackson...
Well, they can't
play at UConn and averages 3.7 points per game.
What are we doing
if
here?
If it doesn't have Ja Morant, it stinks because he should be in it.
Yeah, why can't they get the big names?
Because it's embarrassing. And also, honestly, they have guys that do this like for like social media stuff and YouTube that pwn all these guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you talk about it all the time. But
I just looked at from 10 years ago. All right. 10 years ago, Zach LaVine was in it. At least he was a good player in the league.
I have a little bit of a theory too.
Is he out of the league now?
No, he's still killing it. Still putting up a bunch of buckets for the Bulls.
Here's my theory.
He's always a trade candidate.
Dunks have become kind of boring, in my opinion. Now, would I love to be able to dunk a basketball? Of course, but you've seen it all. It's become passe.
I know, but you still
certainly
should
at the NBA level.
Should get. Like 2015.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis competed in it.
Right.
You got talented players.
I'm telling you, it's lost its luster. It's beneath
but
these
that,
guys.
Was that when Giannis was like right after he was drafted?
Probably.
It's probably before he became a megastar.
You have to get a superstar like LeBron always thumbed his nose at it. No. And that just.
It should be. Four or five superstars. It shouldn't be just like this is where Adam Silver has to go to these guys and say, you guys are making 60. Do you understand what privileged lives you're leading? You're making $60 million a season playing basketball. You're going to the dunk contest.
Adam Silver.
You're going.
He can't even get him to play in regular games.
Okay, whatever.
But you're shutting it down in
regular signature games. Event. This is like your signature event. Like, if I'm the commish, I've got to get my stars in it, or I'm going to take a different path.
They got more power than him.
Aren't they doing something wacky, too, with... like multiple teams in the All-Star game this year because it's gotten so bad.
Yes, they are. But I saw that format and I couldn't believe
it. But you can't trot out guys.
No one cares. No one cares about it.
You can't trot out guys who are scoring 3 points a game that nobody in the country knows and expect people to tune in to your dunk contest.
They're desperate to bring Mac McClung back.
It's dumb.
No, also part of it is if you're a superstar, there's no real reason for you to do it because it's all downside, right? You're just going to be made fun of if you miss or if your dunks are weak. It's just there's no real upside to participating in it if you're an already established superstar.
If I were Adam Silver, when I go back to the negotiating table for the next CBA, I'm putting a provision in there that I'm going to name who's in the dunk contest. And if you don't show up, I'm fining you $5 million.
Like, so this is how bad the NBA All-Star Weekend's gotten. So now they're going to have four teams and one semifinal, you know, teams one versus two, and then teams three versus four, and they win. And first to 40 points wins the game.
Oh, so they're going to play two bad games now instead of one bad game.
They're going to play three, because two semifinals and a championship.
Okay. Yeah. That is the dumbest thing I've heard today. And I've heard a lot of dumb things.
That's what his boy Adam Silver came up with.
Yeah. Did you guys commiserate about that when you ran into him?
I should have asked him about
that. Cap one. God. So bad.
Each team's going to have eight players to be named on by an NBA analyst from TNT. So Team Chuck, Team Shaq, and Team Kenny.
And what's the fourth team? Is it like an international team or something? They're doing something wacky.
They're doing something crazy. The fourth team will be the winning team from the championship game of the Castrol Rising Stars, the annual showcase of top first and second year players. So that's the fourth team. It's a bunch
of
rookies.
So many gimmicks. They just need they have to resort to wacky gimmickry now to get people's attention.
Well, to get the guys to play.
Right.
Because it became a joke. When we were growing up and you would see the All-Stars, it was a higher scoring game. But there was a little effort.
Right.
And then it became just guys shooting half-court shots.
Right. Or throwing the ball off the backboard and guys trying to dunk.
Well, they were making a mockery of it.
They won't do a dunk contest, but they'll do basically a dunk contest within the game. And the scores would be like 180 to 170.
Well, I can promise you, I will never watch the NBA All-Star game again.
They should force...
I won't.
Terrorism captives to watch the NBA All-Star game start to finish.
No, make them judge it. Make them judge the dunk contest.
Well, I mean, they finally pulled the plug on the Pro Bowl in the NFL.
Thank God.
Right? So now
that's like skills competition.
They do flag football and they do like dodgeball and wacky stuff. They've killed that one too.
If you are over the age of 10 and you watch any of the Pro Bowl stuff, you should be arrested immediately.
Those All-Star weekends.
I don't understand.
You know, I still watch Major League Baseball All-Star game, though.
Oh. Yeah, but there are people that are butt-sized
to watch. It's still kind of normal. Yeah.
There are people that are butt-sized to watch guys hit into a simulator.
I mean, think about the
NHL. Go back to the beginning.
Hey, there's something out there on TV for everybody. You can watch whatever you want.
There's still a ton of money in it.
For any sort of palate out there. All right, we're going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Caller 10 is going to score a 4-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters Friday, March 7th at Eagle Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events.
I feel like
I missed out and never took my kids to go see the Globetrotters. Like that was like it's always a fun, wholesome family event.
Did you ever take them to see like the monster trucks?
Of course, I went to Monster Jam, JP. I'm white trash. Of course, I'm going to Monster Jam and ruin my hearing. All right,
tell Derek Forrest I said what's up.
I will. We got to get out of here. We'll see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.